This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. An extremely close state house primary in southwest Colorado has been settled. Larry Don Sukla will be the Republican candidate for House District 58. His 3-vote lead was unchanged after an official recount. The race was marred by an apparent postal service error that resulted in hundreds of ballots going undelivered, but those voters still could have voted, and the affected area heavily favored Sukla anyway. Young people who love the outdoors can apply for a new conservation program. The Forest Corps is a partnership between AmeriCorps and the U.S. Forest Service. Ken Goodson is based in Denver and directs the program.
If you look at where the initial Forest Corps members are going to serve, it's very much identified by the Forest Service as priority areas that are most lacking in terms of people power. And some of those are some more remote locations, particularly across the American West.
Crews will work on thinning, prescribed burns, and seed collection. Applicants must be between 18 to 26 years old. A routine call with the group Black Women for Political Action would normally garner a couple thousand people. But a call on Sunday after President Joe Biden endorsed Kamala Harris, that garnered 44,000 people. Bianca Emerson is with Black Women for Political Action and managed to get on the call.
Kind of reminds me of the excitement around Barack Obama. And I think what really inspired me was that it was putting fire back into the election.
The group made an official endorsement for Harris and raised $1 million on the call. This is CPR News.